I want to bring in Matt Morrissey, a good friend of mine. Matt is the CEO, COO of a New Hampshire-based effort called Fusion Cell. Fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N-C-E-L-L, FusionCell.com. Check it out. I'm a supporter and part of this and help get this going, so I want you to know I'm a big supporter of what Matt and his team are doing, of military folks that are helping to get veterans placed in the civilian workforce. And, Matt, this is unbelievable what's happening. Tell us about what you're seeing and observing with the current job market and why veterans may be a place that employers should look.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on this morning, Jack. Appreciate it. And, yeah, it's been a very interesting 12 months in the job market for sure. I've been in this market for 25 years now, and we were sitting, you know, as a country around 5.4% unemployment in March of last year, and then it skyrocketed to 16% in about 2 months, and I've never seen that before. And we're approaching pretty much where we were ahead of time. And so though the last year has been very unsettled in the job market, we're about returning to where we were before the pandemic hit. And you have unprecedented employment, meaning that the companies are having a real hard time finding talent. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you have on the ballpark of about 250,000 veterans every year that are coming out of the services. And, you know, we feel that it's a very natural fit. We feel that that number, the 250,000, is probably even going to go up given the new administration. So it's a challenge for a lot of the employers, but we think that there's a perfect labor pool that's just ready for them. They just got to wrap their heads around what they really bring to the table.
Matt Morrissey, who heads up Fusion Cell, based in Windham, New Hampshire, but it's national. Fusion Cell, if you're an employer, check it out. It's, by the way, I should point this out. Matt, tell me, correct me if I'm wrong. This is free to the veteran. When Fusion Cell represents a veteran to help acclimate them, help find them that employment in the private sector, the civilian sector, it's free to the veteran. But, Matt, why are veterans, you just mentioned those who are leaving the service each year, you know, 250,000, why are veterans a good choice right now for employers?
Yeah, so when you enter the military, you know, regardless of the service that you go into, you enter a very structured environment where continuous learning, where training, work ethic, attention to detail, teamwork, control under pressure, those are all the hallmarks of what you're going to get across the branches, whether you've been in for 4 years or whether you've been in for 20 plus years. And the longer these veterans are in, the military is pretty much an up or out scenario. You either continue to progress and move up in rank or you're done. And in the second wave, you start getting more into leadership and communication and analytical thinking and problem solving, project management. So the hallmark of a veteran, regardless of how long or the branch they've been in, are these competencies. And, you know, having been in this industry for 25 years now, they're the same competencies that companies look for when they go to hire people. So it's a natural fit. And there are a lot of companies that have been super frustrated with what they see in the job market in regards to candidates now around quality of work, attitude, ability to work with other people, even attendance, right? These are things that, for the most part, you're not going to have to worry about when you have a veteran coming to walk into your door.
Matt, we have a lot of business owners who listen to the show. So the website, again, I'm involved. I'm supportive of this. I helped. I was one of the early folks who met with people like Matt to convince him this was a good effort to lead and run and grow nationally. But it's based in New Hampshire. Fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N. Fusion Cell, great name, by the way, FusionCell.com. Talk to business owners for a moment. Talk to the COOs or owners out there, Matt. If they're looking to fill some key jobs in their company, what should they do? Can they go to the site? Can they get a hold of you? How can they look into getting a veteran? Because right now I'm hearing, Matt, that the one thing holding companies back is hiring, getting a hold of good available workers. I think getting someone out of the Air Force who's got an experience in whether it's driving big rig trucks. I saw the other day coming into the show a truck, and on the back of it said, "We're hiring drivers starting at $85,000 to $90,000 a year, machinist, high tech machinist, sales folks, business leaders." Talk about if you're a business owner, how they should how you could help them?
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. Like you said, jackfusioncell.com, and there's a, you know, there's a contact us button. It eventually comes to me, and we have a whole team of folks that will work. On one side, we work directly with the businesses. So we kind of dig into your projects. We dig into your initiatives, and we really try and understand the culture of the company, and we map out, from a competency standpoint, what are the types of competencies and skills that are going to make that person successful. The other side of our business is staffed up with, we call them career agents, because the word recruiter in the military is a little scary sometimes, but they're the folks that are building relationships with those veterans across the country. And when we have a business that has particular roles that they need filled, we engage and we start to talk to our network of folks and we start to qualify those folks. We like to say that, you know, intimacy with our candidates is one of our hallmarks. We use the phrase, we like to get to know our candidate's middle child's middle name. And we will bring someone to you that when you look at the resume sometimes of someone from the military, it's not evident to the untrained eye and to a civilian company what they actually did.
Right,
and,
right.
And what we are is we're the translator in between. I mean, we have a Navy SEAL that's about to get an offer at a company of ours for a solutions engineer position. And when you look at the resume, it's hard to see it. But when you peel back the onion, you know, you think Navy SEAL, you think, you know, clandestine operations, you know, as a gunslinger. But this person has briefed state departments. He's briefed the intelligence community. He has done numerous training of undersea efforts. He's taught classes. He's done so much more than is evident. And really what we do is we kind of translate that military background into more tangible things. And it, honestly, more times than not, it's just getting the two parties on the phone with each other.
Right.
And it usually goes from there.
Well, what I love about you getting to know you, and I'm admittedly biased because I'm a fan of yours and your leadership style, your friendly J-Dog, Matt Morrissey's friendly with some of the big-time college football coaches out of Manchester like Ryan Day or the Florida Gators, Dan Mullen. But you have a coaching style, and I've seen you put that into effect with the veterans who work for you and the private employees and then the companies. You have that. You kind of look at the chart like a Belichick would, and you say, okay, how do we translate this? What's the right fit? And you know what? I think you'd agree with me, Matt Morrissey. If it's not a good fit, it doesn't help the veteran or the employer because no one wants to go through all that, bring someone in a good position, and then obviously have them flash out in 6 months. The other thing I love about veterans, and maybe you can end on this, is I've heard veterans that we've worked with through FusionCell and others that I've mentored and try to help connect with civilian contacts. One recently, just a few weeks ago, a Navy SEAL came to the studio for a few hours just to introduce him to some folks I knew, the veterans, sometimes the salary matters, but they'll say, Jack, what matters to me is I want to work for a company and a team that has a purpose, that has a mission about community, about something good. And if I can feel good about the job, in addition to make the money I need, then that's the right fit. Speak to that sense of service and why business owners should touch base and look at veterans as a source of employment now more than ever, by the way, because they do show up, they do play hurt, and they care about the community and the company. Is that an overstatement or not?
No, and Jack, my advice to some of the business owners would be that if you can't clearly say what your mission and your vision and your values is as an organization, and then if you don't actually live that, a veteran's going to sniff that out. They won't last long because everyone says that the culture and the mission of the company is important to them. For a veteran, it really is. I mean, we've had folks that they will go in there, and if their immediate manager doesn't kind of fall in line with that sort of philosophy, they will leave, regardless if it's a great salary and a great location. So I will say it really matters. So one of our services we also do with companies is we'll come in and say, we will assess if your organization is what we call military ready. And, you know, we have some former Department of Defense Pentagon leaders that came from the Navy that they ran the government program with transitioning veterans in civilian companies. And
wow.
We have a scorecard.
Wow.
And we'll tell you if you want to be attractive in the eyes of a veteran, and a lot of times this also satisfies the diversity and inclusion programs of companies, we'll tell you what you need to do. it's been a pretty powerful service to some of our clients.
Well, I think it's awesome. Hey, Matt, thank you so much for freely helping the veteran, but really improving the civilian side of things in the company. One thing I did learn as a civilian attendee at the U.S. Army War College a few summers ago is we need to bridge that gap. And as you pointed out, the Fusion Cell is sort of the translator to do that. Matt Morrissey, Fusion Cell, thank you very much. I appreciate it. FusionCell.com. We'll catch you soon again. I appreciate it. Good luck. Is it now for the next year, especially, these companies need good workers. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Jeff.